Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Someone once said, "Today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday." Philosophical, yes. But it takes little imagination to realize that 1984 is faded into the oblivion of history, and that George Orwell's 1984 didn't happen. Yet facing the future is cause for concern, apart from the fact that nothing shall happen in our world apart from the knowledge and consent of our Heavenly Father. No one sleeps any better realizing that nuclear power exists in our world, which equates to 35 tons of TNT for every man, woman, boy, and girl alive today. If you ever had a single Chinese firecracker go off in your hand, you have a greater appreciation of what I've just shared. I awakened this morning thinking about some advice that Paul gave long ago. Good advice as we ponder another year. He wrote to the Philippians and said, "Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do. Forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." A paraphrase puts it, "I am still not all I should be, but I am bringing all my energies to bear on this one thing." Then Paul mentions three important guidelines. 1, a wise forgetfulness of the past, forgetting what is behind. 2, priorities for the present. That idea is found in these words, straining towards what is ahead. And 3, an alignment of his goals and ambitions with the will of God. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Friend, do you identify with those words? I am still not all that I should be. Chances are this past year ended with more than a few loose ends hanging. Things you wanted to do, but you just didn't get done. Projects that are unfinished, which have to be transferred to the inventory of this year's load. Then Paul gives us guidelines on how to accomplish what needs to be done. In the 2 minutes that remain, ponder that phrase, forgetting what is behind. Why not dwell on the past? Because it's a closed chapter. Like water poured out on sand, you cannot recall a single day. It's gone. You must turn loose if you can grasp the future which is yet before you. You can no more change the past than you can unscramble scrambled eggs. Let it go. If you failed, it's best to forget it. If you succeeded, you did so because somebody reached out to you and gave you the toehold you needed to get up the ladder. But in the final analysis, if you succeeded yesterday, it was because God blessed you. You need to forget yesterday because it doesn't guarantee success tomorrow or even today. Forget the heartaches of yesterday, the losses that came to you, the defeats that ensnared you, and the sorrows that broke your heart. Forget your good intentions, your unfulfilled ambitions. But don't forget them so soon that you fail to profit from the mistakes you made. But having taken this step, go on. That's why Paul quickly added, straining towards what is ahead. Today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. It's the only part of eternity which you can claim, the only day you can do something about. It's yours to use. That's it on today's edition of Guidelines, and my special thanks to the wonderful people who make Guidelines possible. My thanks to all of you who pray for this worldwide ministry, reaching into more than 100 countries in 17 languages. It is for you, though, that we do this program. This would be a great time to let us know how Guidelines has helped you. Send an email to guidelines@guidelines.org. And now, with his help, go take on the day.